My name's Ralph. I'm a bad guy. Let's see. I'm 9 feet tall. I weigh 643 pounds. Got a little bit of a temper on me. My passion bubbles very near the surface, I guess. Not gonna lie. Anywho, what else? I'm a wrecker. I wreck things. Professionally. I mean, I'm very good at what I do. Probably the best I know. The thing is, fixing is the name of the game. Literally. Fix It Felix Jr. So, yeah, naturally, the guy with the name Fix It Felix is the good guy. He's nice enough, as good guys go. Definitely fixes stuff really well. But, I mean, if you've got a magic hammer from your father, how hard can it be? If he was a regular contractor, carpenter guy, I guarantee you he would not be able to fix the damage that I do as quickly. When Felix does a good job, he gets a medal. But are there medals for wrecking stuff really well? To that I say, ha! And no, there aren't. 30 years I've been doing this, and I've seen a lot of other games come and go. Kinda sad. Think about all those guys from Asteroids, I mean, boom, gone. Centipede, who knows where that guy is, you know? Look, a steady arcade gig is nothing to sneeze at. I'm very lucky. It's just, I gotta say, it becomes kinda hard to love your job when no one seems to like you for doing it. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't be feeling this way if things were different after work, but it is what it is. Felix and the Nicelanders, they go hang out in their homes, which you just fixed, and everyone, you know. I don't know. They go to their homes, I go to mine, which happens to be a dump. And when I say a dump, I don't mean like a shabby place. I mean an actual dump where the garbage goes and a bunch of bricks and smashed building parts. That's what I call home. I guess I can't bellyache too much. I got my bricks. I got my stump. It looks uncomfortable, but it's actually fine. I'm good. But if I'm really honest with myself, when I see Felix up there getting patted on the back, people giving him pie, thanking him, so happy to see him all the time, sometimes I think, man, sure must be nice being the good guy.
'Nice share, Ralph. As fellow bad guys, we've all felt what you're feeling, and we've come to terms with it.
Really? Right here, I am Zangief. I am bad guy.
Hi, Zangief.
Hi, Zangief.
I relate to you, Ralph. When I hit bottom, I was crushing man's skull like sparrow's egg between my thighs. And I think, why do you have to be so bad, Zangief? Why can't you be more like good guy? Then I have moment of clarity. If Zangief is good guy, who will crush man's skull like sparrow's egg between thighs? And I say, Zangief, you are bad guy, but this does not mean you are bad guy.
Right, I'm sorry, you just kind of lost me there. At this point, Colby, I gotta go find Vanellope. Why don't you give us that music, buddy? My name is Johnny J, and this is episode 73 of the DMSW Podcast. You do not need to adjust your podcasting apps here. This is another episode here of the DMSW Podcast, episode 73. I know you're looking at your phone right now going, what is going on? I just got episode 72 from this feed. What the heck is another episode showing up already here, just a little bit after that? Well, I've had a secret going on here with the podcast, a very big announcement I want to share with you guys that I've been teasing on the Instagram account here for the past few weeks. If you follow at the DMSW podcast on Instagram, you have seen the last three Tuesdays in a row. I've been leaving little hints out there, whether it's through a post or a story or a reel, but there's been a very consistent theme to these teases, and obviously you see those eyeball emojis that I love to use when I have something going on here behind the scenes with the show. Well, the big surprise is that your boy is headed back to Walt Disney World. That's right, on Tuesday, September 26th, I will be flying with my daughter from Providence all the way down to MCO, and I will get to see that carpet that we all love to see when we know it feels like we are back home once again. So we are very, very excited to kind of give you a little bit of the backstory here of how this trip came to be. I think I've mentioned it here in previous episodes. We have six kids in our family, so our house is absolutely crazy and things are insanely busy. But as parents of six kids, we know how important those one-on-one times are to get with each and every one of these kids. It's not their fault that they have five brothers and sisters all together. So we do everything we can as the parents to try to build in those special one-on-one times together. Now, at home, in the regular motions going through life, it's going to Target or to run other errands or on the ride home from dance practice or soccer practice or music class or whatever heck activities we have going on that week with them. But we try to go and create those opportunities when we can as well. So as usual, to my wife's credit, another great parenting idea that she came up with for us was we decided that once the kids turned 12 years old, we would let them plan a little quick kind of getaway vacation with just one of us as the parent. So we would get that one-on-one time with just them away from the family. And then the following year, they would flip to the other parent and do something with them. So starting at age 12, every year they'll go away for just a couple of nights, two or three nights with my wife. And then the next year they'll go away with me and then with her and then with me, back and forth. So like I said, it's just our way of trying to make sure we create these special moments and create these opportunities of time where we can kind of break away with them from the rest of the family and really get some quality time together. And we thought doing it around a little mini vacation would be a way to kind of guarantee it was one of those really special moments. Hopefully, basically what we're doing here is we're trying to build some of those happy core memories like you see in the Inside Out movies. We want those joyful moments built whenever we can. But like I said, it is tough with having six kids to get those moments of that one-on-one time. So here we are. My daughters, my twin daughters turned 12 this year. So this is their first chance to do this kind of little mini vacation. My daughter Zoe went away with my wife up to New Hampshire earlier this year during the summer, and I was home with the five kids, and now we're flip-flopping, and my wife is staying home with the five kids, and I'm going to be taking Sydney down to Walt Disney World. And the coolest part about this trip is, obviously, all your kids have different personalities, and the daughter that I'm traveling down with, Sydney, is very outgoing. And she loves to be the center of attention. She loves to have fun and talk with other people. She's definitely an extrovert. She loves to get out there and meet new people and have fun. So I am stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit, although I do consider myself to be a little bit extroverted, love meeting new people and talking to new people. I don't necessarily like to be the absolute center of attention when I'm there live and in person. I know that's sounds ridiculous to say. This guy has a podcast. Clearly, he does like people listening to what he has to say, but I'm not staring at anybody face to face while I'm doing this podcast. So it's easy to sit alone in an office and record this and put my thoughts and opinions out there when I don't have somebody staring at my face. But We are going to be stepping outside my comfort zone, doing something to really make my daughter happy. And Tuesday night, the first day that we get to Disney, the only thing we have on the schedule for that day is we're going to be going to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And the real icing on the cake for my daughter is that I offered to go as a kind of a daddy-daughter costume team-up for this party. So a backstory for us, too, with the kids is it just seemed to be that as they were growing up, watching Disney movies with them growing up, obviously, Pixar movies, it kind of fell in that I had kind of a special one-on-one connection with each of them that went hand-in-hand with the Disney animated movie as well throughout the years. And Wreck-It Ralph has always been that movie for my daughter Sydney and I. It was always kind of like I was Wreck-It Ralph and she was Princess Vanellope. So that is what we are going to actually be doing for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. We are going down there and we're going to go in full costume. I will be dressed up as Wreck-It Ralph and my daughter will be going as Princess Vanellope. So I will make sure to get some photos just to prove that it actually did happen up on the Instagram account. So again, another reason here, if you are not already following at the DMSW podcast on Instagram, make sure you go over there and follow that account. Now, if for nothing else, you just want to bust my chops and tell me how ridiculous I look in this costume here. But as any parent will tell you, it's obviously, we typically don't like stepping outside our comfort zones as adults in our own adult life. But if you tell us that there's a chance by doing it, it will make your kid really, really happy. And it might be a moment that they remember for the rest of their life. Those are the ones that you will get us to step outside that comfort zone and try something new. So that is what I am doing here for my daughter. So very cool news. Like I said, Tuesday, the 26th, we are going to be flying down from Providence to Orlando. We are staying at the Pop Century Hotel. So we get down there pretty early on Tuesday morning. So the plan is going to be to get checked in at the hotel. Fingers crossed, the room will be ready super early, but probably it's not going to be ready when we get there, but we're kind of going into that already assuming that that's going to be the case. We will leave our luggage there at the Bell Services, and we want to immediately get on the bus, head over to Disney Springs, and then get on one of those boats and go over to Port Orleans French Quarter and have some beignets for a nice late morning brunch down there in Disney. Then we'll head back to Disney Springs, probably do some shopping at the World of Disney and grab everybody's souvenirs for back at home. Like I said, we got 5 kids stuck back at home, not going to Walt Disney World. So we got 5 jealous little dudes and dudettes waiting at the house. Very excited to hopefully get something cool when we get back from this trip. So we got to make sure we check that box. Do not want to forget that part of this trip there and get them taken care of nice and early and get them some souvenirs to go home with. At that point, we want to bounce back to Pop Century and literally just take a nap. We are leaving very early in the morning. Our flight leaves at 6 a.m. Providence time. So we are going to probably be very tired at this point from hoofing it around Disney Springs for the afternoon. So we want to get a nap in before the gates open for the Halloween party, because the cool thing about these parties is even though they don't start until later in the night, they actually get you into the park hours before the party even starts. So we'll be able to get into Magic Kingdom starting at 4 p.m. So we are very excited to get a lot of time in Magic Kingdom on that Tuesday night while not having to use a regular park admission and do it that way. So we'll be there for the event. We're going to check out the parade and the fireworks show at the castle, check out some of the very cool Halloween snacks that they have special just for this event, and we'll probably try to get in as many rides as we can. The next day is going to be Wednesday, and we have a park reservation for Epcot. So it just so happened to be that kind of everything fell ridiculously perfectly into place for our Epcot day. So we had kind of planned ahead of time that we knew we wanted to do Epcot as our first park admission day because we wanted to be able to get that virtual queue to do Cosmic Rewind. But then everything, like I said, the stars just started aligning for us and all this cool stuff really started happening. So I have an annual pass. This is the the first time I've ever been an annual pass holder for Walt Disney World, and it's my first time going down there as an annual pass holder. And they just announced that the new Moana Journey Through Water experience is going to be open to annual pass holders while we're there. So we're going to be able to check out the Moana area here for the first time at Epcot. So that is amazing. They announced that a new Oswald the Lucky Rabbit magnet is going to be coming out. That's being released at Epcot. So I'll be able to grab that pass holder magnet, which will be really cool. And then the other really neat thing about what's going on at Epcot right now is just amazingly at the Destination D23 event, they announced that they are bringing Soarin' Over California to Soarin' at Epcot. So never thought I'd have the chance that the schedule would line up perfectly, that I'd be able to get out there to DCA on the West Coast and check out the California Adventure version of the ride when they were doing it out there. But miracles happen, and the Disney gods were looking down on us on this one. So they are bringing Soarin' Over California to Epcot right now, I think just for our trip. They were trying to hook us up and do us a solid. So we are very excited to check out that version of Soarin' for the very first time. And then, like I said, we're obviously there to do Cosmic Rewind. Want to make sure we get that ride in. We'll take a trip around the World Showcase, check out some of our favorite rides and countries and snacks over there. And then we'll kind of play it by ear and see how the night goes. And obviously, a lot of what we get done at Magic Kingdom will determine what we do from there as well. Right now, we're planning to hop back to Magic Kingdom because that's going to be the only night we can catch Happily Ever After while we're down there. So if we want to catch that show, if my daughter is excited to see that, Tuesday night or Wednesday night is going to be the only night on our schedule that we'll be able to catch that while we're down there, because it's Halloween parties on Tuesday, the night that we're going to it, and then on Thursday night as well. So Wednesday is going to be our only chance to do that. So that probably will be what we end up doing for that last part of the day on Wednesday, is hopping back to Magic Kingdom, grab a couple of those rides that maybe we weren't able to get on during the Halloween party, and then we will check out Happily Ever After and call it a night there. And then the final park day on Thursday, we are planning to rope drop Animal Kingdom so that we can get on Flight of Passage, and then we'll get on Kilimanjaro Safaris and Navi River Journey and Everest probably multiple times. And we'll be able to get through Animal Kingdom. Even when we're there with all the kids, we typically get through Animal Kingdom in the very early part of the afternoon. So that'll be our goal for that day, is get Animal Kingdom done by that 2 p.m. park hopping time. And once we hit that 2 p.m. window, we're going to want to jump over to Hollywood Studios and try to get in some of our favorite rides there before the night closes out. And then we'll see how the night entails. We might stick it out and go to Fantasmic. We might just stay and try to close out the park doing rides. And we may just bounce back to the hotel early and check out the pool. But we'll see kind of how that day goes. We're going to play that one a little bit up in the air for now and not set anything in stone. See how things go on that day. And we'll see how the crowd levels are, too. I'm sure that'll have a huge effect, too. If the crowds are jumping and the lines are insanely long, then maybe we will duck out of there a little bit early and take advantage of going back to the hotel and relaxing. But the good thing we do kind of have in our back pocket is our flight home actually does not leave until very late on Friday. So we have an entire day to be there on Friday where we don't really have any plans to go back to the park. So we can go back to Disney Springs that day. We can sleep in late that day and certainly get some pool time in on that Friday as well. So kind of leaves, like I said, that option open for us on that Thursday, where once we jump over to Hollywood Studios, we can stay there and keep doing that. Or maybe we'll bounce back over to Epcot and try to get on Cosmic Rewind one more time. Or the other cool thing about this trip is Tron, too. We're going to be able to try Tron for the very first time there at Magic Kingdom. So we'll see how that goes, too. Maybe if that's outstanding, maybe we'll try to bounce over there and grab a individual lightning lane if we can for that and get on Tron one more time before this trip wraps up. But again, the main focus of this trip is first and foremost to have some fun and build some of those core joyful happy moments with my daughter, get some of that alone time with Sydney. She is 12 years old now, so she is just over the moon excited to be able to get away from the rest of the crew and all the craziness that is our house with six kids and get some alone time. But she is definitely super, super excited about this Halloween party and that plan for this trip as well. So cannot wait to tell you guys all about it. Cannot wait to give you guys some posts and show you all the fun things that we're doing while we're down there on this trip. And the other cool thing I'll tip you guys off now, too, is for next week's episode, the regular Monday episode that'll be coming out next week, we are going to have Sydney come on as the guest for that episode. So she might even be more excited about coming on the podcast and getting to talk about the trip than she is about the trip itself. So if you've heard my kids here on the show before, and you've definitely heard Sydney's voice probably more times than you even realize. Anytime I'm doing one of these ride reenactments or an impression, Sydney's always chomping at the bit to come in and talk on the mic. So you've heard her voice probably, like I said, more than you know. She's been the voice of on the Haunted Mansion, the hurry back voice at the end of that recording. So Sydney's been on the show multiple times before, but she is head over heels to be the solo star guest for the podcast on next Monday's episode. So very excited about that. And one of the other very cool surprises for this trip that just absolutely blew my mind is that the other night, a couple weeks ago, I just happened to randomly be checking my phone at about 10 o'clock at night, and I looked down and saw that I had some notifications on Instagram, opened that up, checked it out, and there was a reel that I had done months ago when Mears and the Sunshine Flyer companies combined and became one company, and I used that clip from The Office with Jim and Dwight talking about forming an alliance together, and I kind of labeled one of them as Sunshine Flyer and one as Mears Transportation. And just randomly, months after that post had gone up, I looked down and I saw that Mears had liked that post and commented on it and followed my account on Instagram. And here I am, like, just mind blown, 10 o'clock at night, catching this random thing happening. Like, how cool is this? And then I look down and they start liking other reels that are on my account as well. So I figure let's play up The Office thing even more here and quote Michael Scott, quoting the greatest hockey player that ever lived, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So I figured why not reach for the fences, reach out, try to talk to Mears and see if there's any potential here, if they're actually legit fans of what I'm doing here on the podcast or on the Instagram feed. And next thing I know, we're chatting back and forth for an hour, and I'm posting stories about it. They're sharing my stories and adding to it on their side, and just literally my brain is melting out of my skull thinking, is this real life? What the heck is going on right now? How the heck is Mears Transportation talking to me and saying all these nice things about the podcast? So very cool thing that they are doing here. They are actually stepping up, and they are going to be hosting Sydney and I for our transportation to and from MCO for this trip. So first time ever legit sponsorship opportunity here on the podcast. Cannot thank everybody at Mears enough for stepping up and making this offer to us. And we'll see what comes here from the future. We are continuing talks here behind the scenes. So if you are a fan of this podcast, please keep your fingers crossed and maybe reach out to Mears. Let them know you are a fan of this podcast and that you want to hear them on the podcast talking about all the things that they can do here with the DMSW podcast. So we'll see what the future holds for a future relationship here between Mears and the DMSW podcast. But again, first and foremost, cannot thank them enough for reaching out and all the kind things that they have said to me about this podcast so far, and obviously for them stepping up and offering to host my daughter and I for our transportation to and from MCO for this Walt Disney World trip that's coming up here. So very, very excited. A lot of cool things happening here at the podcast, and obviously anytime we're getting down to go on a trip down to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, I cannot wait to tell you guys all about it and let you know what we do, how it went, and go through all of it. So thank you guys, as always, for all the support you give me through the podcast itself by listening, downloading, sharing. Anybody that has taken the time to leave those 5-star ratings and write those reviews cannot even begin to explain how helpful that is when you guys do that. So thank you to everybody that has stepped up and done that so far, and everybody that follows along with the show on Instagram as well, reaches out, comments and likes on the post, shoots those DMs to talk about what's going on the episodes, sharing ideas for future episodes, volunteering to come on for a future episode and be part of the show. It is just an absolute awesome journey so far. I am so glad I jumped into this Disney podcasting space and tried to figure out what it's all about and how much fun I could really have doing it, because it's been just the absolute best. And I can't wait to get down here on this trip with my daughter and go have some fun down in Orlando. And we cannot wait to get back to you guys next Monday to tell you all about it. Like I said, be ready. Sydney will be the star guest for that episode. So thanks again to everybody for liking and listening and supporting the show. I will talk to you guys next week. Take care. So I'm happy to report, and you'll be happy to hear, I'm taking life one game at a time. Of course, the job hasn't changed, but newsflash, the Nicelanders are actually being nice to me. But I gotta say, the best part of my day is when I get thrown off the roof. Because when the Nicelanders lift me up, I get a perfect view of Sugar Rush, and I can see Vanellope racing. The kid's a natural, and the players love her, glitch and all, just like I knew they would. Turns out, I don't need a medal to tell me I'm a good guy. Because if that little kid likes me, how bad can I be? Sydney, I love you so much, kiddo, and I hope you know how proud I am of you and how lucky I feel that I get to be your dad. Remember, no matter how old you get, you will always be my Princess Vanellope, and I will always be your Wreck-It Ralph. I love you so much, kiddo.